words of Hannah when she returns and speaks to Eli after our dear brother Samuel has been born. She said in verse 27, she said, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him." Brother Travis has reminded us of God's eternal grace, that God loved his people before the foundation of the world. Before there was time, God loved his children. Brother Travis reminded us also of that love that was displayed at the cross of Calvary when Jesus died for all of our sins. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to his cross. I'm very thankful every time I hear the preaching of the gospel. It reminds me of that wonderful day when the Lord that loved us before the world began, that loved us on the cross, will come back to take us home, and we'll all be together forever and ever and ever, and as Elder P.H. Byrd would say, and then some. This same God that loved us that much loves us enough to hear us when we call to him for help. You know, David said there in Psalm chapter 34, verse 16, his eyes are upon us and his ears are always open unto our prayers. This dear sister Hannah, she prayed that God would bless her to have a child. And God blessed her to be a mother. As Brother Corey and Sister Megan were coming into the house of God this morning, I saw Brother Easton as he was walking there. And I said, this is the one that made you a mother. And she acknowledged, he's the one that made me a mama. I remember many years ago, during a Christmas time, Sister Jennifer and I were there at the house, and we had purchased gifts for each other. And Jennifer, she looked at me, and I asked her, I said, "What would you really want for Christmas?" And she said, "I'd like to have a baby." And she and I prayed that God would bless us with a child. And God gave us Joshua. Now, I'll admit to you, Joshua, when I first saw you, I thought the name Elijah would be a good name for you. But your mama looked at me and said, "No, his name is Joshua." It was for this child that she prayed. How many mothers are in the house of God today and you're able to think about your first child that God blessed you to have? And how you held them in your arms and just saw this wonderful blessing of God for this child. I pray. In the book of Psalms, chapter 127, sometimes people will ask me about raising children. And I often would tell them, well, the best person to go to is the Lord. He's got more children than all of us. Amen to that. God knows how to raise children. For this child I prayed. The Bible said we should train up a child in the way in which they should go. Psalm 127 gives us the keys to raising children right. Verse 3 reminds us to always remember that children, this child that God's blessed you to have, is a gift of God. This one that made you a mother is a gift of God. Lo, children, verse 3, are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb his reward. Mothers, can you remember looking back in your life, just holding that child, and just thinking, what a gift that I have of God? I know there's grandmothers in the house today that, when you held your grandbaby, what a gift God's given you from the Lord. Verse 4 tells us not only are children a wonderful gift, they're also a responsibility. that's given to us of God. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of their youth. Have you thought about a man that would hold a bow in his hand and how he would direct that arrow? He'd use his strength and his experience in hope of that arrow reaching the target that he aimed for. See, children are a responsibility, just like the arrow is a responsibility of that man with a bow. We have a goal for them, where we want them to end up. You know, our goal should be with children that they would end up God-fearing good citizens of the United States of America. Just God-fearing, God-loving servants of the Lord Jesus Christ and doing things right in this world. You know, Jennifer and I were about ready to send Joshua off, and you know, when he goes off to school, I'm not going to be there to correct everything he does, Brother Rob. I'll just have to trust what I've done and trust God to help him make the right decisions. And you know what? I know he's going to make the wrong decisions sometimes. We all make mistakes. I said this yesterday in the pulpit at Pleasant Grove. The only person that never makes mistakes is a person that's not doing nothing. If you're going to do something in life, you're going to make mistakes. But children, we should labor to raise them right, to guide them right, that they would hit that target. Children are a responsibility. Children will bring happiness to your life. Notice, happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. I remember a few months ago going down to South Georgia and trying to preach, and Elder Will Martin and Sister Allison were there. And they got six kids, and all their kids were there. Brother Nicholas, I call him Nichols. Brother Nicholas, his daddy bought him a brand new pair of boots. Man, he wanted to pull up his pants and show me those boots, Brother Travis. Look, Brother Ronnie, at my boots. Of course, I wore my boots that they'd give me in Mississippi. And I told him, I said, man, your boots are so nice, you make me ashamed of my boots. I'm thinking about just wrapping a dollar around them, throw them in the river. So if somebody finds them, they'll say they found some. Brother Nicholas thought that was just so happy. And I saw his mama just laughing. I thought, what happiness these children has brought this brother and sister. I also think about Brother Will when that quiver is full. I told him, I said, man, the Lord bless you with a whole soccer team for a family. Six kids. But how much happiness children bring us? Not a burden. Not something of sad happiness. Happiness they bring in your life. For this child, I prayed. This child that's a gift of God. This child that's a responsibility. This child is the happiness of God that's been given to us. What a blessing the mothers have in their children. This gift of God. The last 5 minutes, I want us to think about what a blessing children should be to their parents, to their mothers. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, we're told to honor our father and our mother. Ephesians chapter 6 says this was the first commandment given with promise, that your days may be long upon the earth. Children, you know how to shorten your days on earth? Don't obey your mom and daddy. I remember my daddy used to tell me, Brother Travis, he said, I know, son, this doesn't sound like the right thing to do, but I didn't get in this trouble overnight. I've made these same mistakes. You know, mom and daddy's got a lot of experience, children, in doing things in this life. And they'll help you and save you from a lot of mistakes. And we should honor our father and our mother. What's the best way to honor our father and mother? Honor God. When you honor God and do what God tells you to do, you're honoring your father and your mother. And the Bible says, they that honor me, God said, I would honor them. God will bless you, children, for honoring your father and your mother. By giving your mother the respect that you should give her as your mother, God will bless you, because not only are you a gift to them, they are a gift to you. And I want to thank God this morning for the mama that God blessed me to have. Brother Travis, my family didn't always believe what I believe today. There was a time in my life that I believed I had to do something to get to heaven. From age 9 to age 16, I went to a mourner's bench, and I can remember many nights in my bedroom I would cry and ask God to save me. And my mama would come in and kneel beside my bed and pray with me. Was that the truth? That wasn't the truth. But what a mama I had to be burdened enough to pray with me like that. I'm thankful that God blessed my mama to be relieved of that burden in her mind. She never had that burden to start with. It was on Jesus Christ at the cross. But her mind has been relieved of that burden to worry about her son going to hell. For that, I am very thankful for my mama. And I want to honor my mama in this life by doing the right thing. I'll tell you, when I joined the church and when I was ordained to preach, those are two times I heard my mama shout to the Lord. And I believe my mama is honored by me serving God in the capacity He asked me to do in the calling. Honor our parents. Not only should we honor our parents, we should be a savior to our mothers. Well, Brother Ronnie, I don't think we can be a savior to our mothers. Yes, turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1, chapter 2. Please forgive me. And we'll find, dear children, we can be a savior to our mamas and daddies. I keep turning my Bible, Brother Travis. I know that's in the New Testament. If you ever saw a preacher have a hard time finding a verse of Scripture, he says, I know it's on this page. Well, I know it's in the Old Testament. I know it's in the Bible somewhere. It's in 1 Timothy chapter 2, and it's referencing Adam and Eve. In verse 13, Adam was first formed, then Eve. And notice, and Adam was not deceived. Adam was not deceived in the garden. Eve was deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression, singular transgression. See, Eve did not fall before Adam. We were represented in Adam. But notice verse 15, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Wow. You know what? There's one thing I can save my mama from doing, feeling ashamed she brought me in this world. I would never want my mama to feel ashamed she brought me in this world. I remember I was at my grandparents' house. My mama, his mom and daddy, they were not Primitive Baptists, but they were godly people that loved the Lord. And mama's brother had been put in the state penitentiary for drug distribution. And I'm going to tell you, they arrested the right man. I knew it. Brother Travis, my grandmother laid her head in my lap and cried. Said, I don't know why my son would want to do these things and embarrass me. And I said right there, Brother Kim, I never want my mama to cry like that about me. Dear children, we don't want our mamas to cry and cause them pain. We should honor them and save them from that and bring a smile upon their face. I can look at Sister Ann, Brother Rob, and Sister Renee brought a big smile on your face today by being here with you at the house of God, Sister Ann. We'll close in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. Whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. And immediately the Apostle Paul begins to address the family. Not only should we honor our mothers, not only should we labor in our lives to live a life to save our mothers from grief, we should also be thankful always for our mothers and our fathers. For this child, I prayed. And may we honor God by being thankful for the gifts that He's given us in this temporal world. Not only do we have heaven above in our future, but we have such rich blessings here in this time. If we would just thank God more for it. May God richly bless you, is our prayer.